Jerry West has joined us on Sports Byline. And by the way, I want you to check out this book. It's an excellent book. It's called West by West, My Charmed, Tormented Life. You write, when I left the state of West Virginia in 1960, a year of transformation in which my name was used without my permission by the campaign of John F. Kennedy to lure voters during the Democratic primary, I thought I was leaving home for good. But it didn't take long to realize that would never be the case, at least not for me. Tell me about 1960.
Well, you know, that was really a special year of my life. It was a time I remember that, for me, you know, we had another great team at West Virginia. Obviously, we didn't, you know, win an NCAA championship, which was so important for all of us. Because, again, you weren't just playing for yourself at all. You were playing for the school and the state. Having an experience of playing on the Olympic team, winning a gold medal, and going to Los Angeles, my goodness, it was filled with things that I can't even begin to remember. I know there was, at that time, three newspapers in town. We were on the last page of every paper. The Dodgers had just moved there a year before we did, and they were drawing 90,000 people playing the old Coliseum. The Rams were there drawing 100,000 people, and we were nothing in town, just a new game in town. And the first two games we played, they had a counter over the old sports arena there. For, I think it was 4,800 the first night and 4,200 the second night, all transplanted New Yorkers rooting for them. And some of the things we had to do to get people to come out to games, and it was just an incredibly exciting period for me. And, you know, I had an opportunity to play with one of the truly great players that ever played the game, and Elgin Baylor, how he treated me, how he carried himself. If he only knew how much I paid attention to him, it would probably have been shocking for him in those days.
Now, had you had much of an opportunity to travel aside from with West Virginia when you were playing, that when you went to Rome to represent the United States, that was an eye-opening experience for you as well, Jerry?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That was the highlight of my basketball career, to be candid with you. I know winning championships and being involved with championships, some people always look at that as being part of something excellent. Well, I learned more from losing than I did winning, that's for sure, and I learned more about myself. But the Olympics were special. One of the most special people in my life was Pete Newell. He was my Olympic coach, and getting a chance to represent the country at that point in time was significant because of everything that was going on in this world, and I mean everything. And he had the Cold War, you had the threat of nuclear war, you had everything going on that was racism. I mean, you had everything. People scared to death that we're going to have an atomic war. And to get a chance to compete for your country then was so significant for me, and particularly since I'd had a brother killed. You know, I'd always wished that he'd had an opportunity to see me play, but he didn't. And in the process of going over there, you know, we were competing for a country. And I've always felt that maybe that's some of the most nationalistic times this country has ever experienced. And it was a tremendous thrill to come from, you know, from a small little place. And here I am wearing this red, white, and blue uniform and playing for the United States and winning a gold medal. And there were two of us at that point in time who got a chance to receive the gold medal, and those two people were Oscar Roberts and myself, who wasn't the whole team. But I'll never forget, and I only wish that sometimes people knew what went through athletes' bodies when they're playing and competing. And there certainly, I mean, it was the greatest experience. My body, I'd just loved for people to be able to feel what I felt. It was a powerful experience for me and something I'll never forget.
You know, I'm struck by something, Jerry, that Dr. J told me, also David Robinson told me, Michael Jordan told me, and I think it's a question that I'd like to pose to you, and that is the fact that given what you went through as a child and given the fact that you were on a world stage such as the Olympics at an early age, did you ever fear failing or disappointing people?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think that's a big part of every athlete's life, and I think because, you know, at the end of the day, you're only going to have one team that wins everything, and of course that's terribly exciting. It's really exciting for anyone to have that opportunity to do that, to play at the highest level, and different degrees of of misery are going to happen to the team that loses. And I've always felt that, you know, as a young kid, because the circumstances and athletes, there's so many athletes have shared backgrounds like I have, and more importantly, have lived them. And you do feel like you're afraid of failure. I think that's one of the things that drove me more than anything. I just didn't want to fail, and obviously as an athlete, you fail a lot.
You know, I'm thinking of Jerry West from West Virginia going out to Los Angeles and Hollywood and the culture shock that you must have faced. Tell me about some of the early incidences when you got out there just to acclimate yourself and get used to the West Coast.
Well, first of all, you know, coming from a town of 500, or a burg, as I call it, and then going to what I thought was a big city, Morgantown, it was like 25,000 with all the students there. And there was about 10,500 students. I said, oh, my gosh. And when we went to Los Angeles, it seemed like an out-of-the-world experience to me. But as I say, we weren't very well thought of then, and some of the things we had to do, I would love to see and again, I probably shouldn't mention their names, but I would love to see some of the great players go out and get in the back of a truck and go to different areas and tell people that come out and see the Lakers play tonight. I don't think Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, some of our big stars in the game today would, and in past years, or Magic Johnson, I don't think they would have enjoyed doing that very much.
Tell me about the early Laker teams with Jerry West on them.
Well, you know, the team had moved from Minneapolis, and they'd had great success back there, you know, with winning championships, and it was just one of those, I guess, exciting times for me as a player, because I was wondering, was I good enough even to play in the NBA, and always filled with self doubts in those areas. But I think the thing that ultimately convinced me that maybe I belonged was when we first got there, had a chance to be around these players and find out that maybe I was different. But as I say, it was a magnificent time, and you know, we were the only team on the West Coast at that time. And I think the thing I'm particularly proud of is to see where the Laker brand is today as compared to what we were last then, and now they have the best brand in Los Angeles in terms of sports franchises.
You mentioned about Elgin Baylor and the respect that you had for him. What was it about Elgin and the way he handled himself on the court and off the court that you remember most, Jerry?
Well, you know, he was a kind of a quiet guy, but he away from it, very gregarious, and he just had a way, the way he carried himself. You know, it was almost like a regal. He had a regal feel for. It looked like, you know, he looked like he knew he was the best at what he was doing, and I think the way he treated me with respect, and you know, he kidded me. I got kidded unmercifully because of my accent, and it's not quite as bad as it used to be, but he was just one of those people that I'd watch him out of the corner of my eye, and today somebody would probably think I would be a stalker if I would have ever confessed to what I did when watching him. But he was just a magnificent player and an even better person. I love being around him. I love the fact that he competed at such a high level, and the way he played the game was, it was fun for his teammates to watch play because he played it with a flair.
When you take a look at the NBA game as it was when you were playing it, what was the thing that that really caught your attention most? Was it the speed of the game? Was it the ability of the athletes?
Well, no, because, as I say, I felt that athletically I was way ahead of most of those people. And, you know, as a kid, we didn't have a car. All I did was run and climb the mountain. So, you know, I was pretty fit. But I think the thing that when I look back at that point in time, the thing that I was most excited about, but the thing I couldn't believe, was how many games you played. Three nights in a row sometimes. One time, because of a terrible schedule we had, we played five games starting on the West Coast and going to the East Coast in a row, five nights in a row.
Jerry West has joined us on Sports Byline. We're talking about his book, West by West, My Charmed, Tormented Life. We're going to make it a selection of the month on the Sports Byline USA Book Corner, and we'll talk about not only his playing career, some of the players that he met, he respected, and also about his being in the front office as well. We do that as we continue on America's Sports Talk Show.